All ideas start somewhere, and with that in mind, undergraduate engineers at the University of Pennsylvania are starting with cockroaches. Specifically, they are experimenting with different ways to control the insect's legs after they've been amputated. Think voice commands and brain waves. It's the type of technology shaping the next generation of human prostheses, and as Todd Bookman reports, the assignment gives students the chance to channel their inner Frankenstein.
It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
I'm getting a weird vibe in here. When this guy hums into a microphone, a severed cockroach leg wiggles, the different notes causing different movements. One workbench over, four juniors crowd around their own pair of legs, wires snaking out of the thighs. A tall student blinks aggressively, while his teammates stare wide-eyed at their creation.
Our project is dealing with EEG and EMG signals, and so I have electrodes connected to my head, and based on different actions that I do, whether I am keeping my eyes closed or open or blinking my eyes, it generates different signals.
Those signals run through a computer, which turns them into a stimulus, which makes the legs move. All this works because even after amputation, the neuromuscular system stays active for another 45 minutes. Professor Shauna Dorsey says the legs' inner workings are also a decent stand-in for the more complex human variety.
We wanted to pick kind of the lowest phylogenetic species possible and still get motor function. And so that's why we selected cockroaches. And then this breed of cockroach is pretty unique in that its body weight is so heavy that even if it does have wings, it doesn't fly. So it helps to kind of relieve some of the anxiety of the students.
Stephanie Mark's team is in need of a new leg. She plucks a cockroach from its cage, then submerges it in a bucket of shaved ice.
If you poke them and they don't move, then we figure they're pretty much anesthetized.
Using tweezers and a scalpel, she takes the limb.
So the cockroach is on his back, and the legs are kind of curled up. So what we do is lift the leg up and then try to snip it off as close to the body as possible. So we try to work as quickly as we can so the cockroach doesn't come out of its little anesthetized state.
Cockroaches have six legs. This one now has five. Once down to four, it's considered too disfigured to live a meaningful life, and so it will get put in a Ziploc bag and moved to the freezer, where its time is short. Compared to getting stepped on or hit with a rolled-up magazine, it seems relatively humane. The class did go over ethical issues involved with animal research studies, says Vahid Hashmand.
So we had a discussion on cockroaches as a species, and they don't really feel, so they don't really realize that they're feeling pain. They might just realize something's off, but that's about it. So I'm pretty okay with it, actually.
Vahid's team came up with a system of movement that uses hand claps. Some of today's most cutting-edge human prostheses rely on extending the signals that travel from the brain down into the artificial limb. Vivek Meenam's group is working on something along those lines.
I think we're one of the few groups that are actually trying to integrate actual physiological systems, signals, like we have electrodes to the arm and then processing it and then also outputting it on the cockroach. So it's a little bit complex, but on the other hand, it probably won't work quite as beautifully as the other projects.
For beauty alone, I give the award to Brian Tong and his crew.
And we're making Rock'em Sock'em cockroach legs. And basically what happens is if you've ever played Rock'em Sock'em Robots, you got two guys trying to punch each other out, and instead of arms, we have cockroach legs.
They've even made a little boxing ring. Lego men with legs for arms square off like Pacquiao and Mayweather, the appendages throwing jabs when the students manipulate a handheld sensor. It has little to do with real life, but it's funny, and that seems to count.
We stress the fundamentals, and I fear that we stifle creativity.
This is David Meany, chair of bioengineering at Penn.
And it's one of the things that we try to stress, because I think if we are going to educate engineers, we also need to educate creativity in some way, and this helps them with that.
Meany says the plan for next year is a competition, with students voting for their favorites. The next generation of biomedical devices conceived one little leg at a time. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.
I know you want to see a video of all that, and guess what? We have it on our website, whyy.org/thepulse.